Hi, and welcome to the Rivals Review Podcast, a podcast where three men in their 30s talk all things Marvel Rivals, from the balance, the drama, yeah, and all that stuff in between. So here we go. Let's get started. My name is Conrad Guther. I'm joined, as always, by my sidekicks.
Sidekicks?
You can fight yourself. The heat
partners. Yep.
And Vance over Helsing. Here,
down there. Welcome to episode 3. So, in the world of Marvel Rivals, it's been a week. We had Gamescom. It's still going on. We got some news. We got a release date. And we got a lot to talk about this week. So let's talk about it. So December 6th, for all you that didn't know, release date. Thoughts?
I already took it off of work.
No shit.
I swear to God.
I mean, I will probably play it on release.
I'm going to do nothing but play that game that day.
December 6th, it's a lot sooner than a lot of people thought. It's right around the corner, realistically, dude.
Yeah, people thought it was like next year.
Good fourth quarter sales.
All right, and with Gamescom on the first day, we got a pretty cool fucking trailer that highlighted a lot of stuff. Like, and I say we jump right into that trailer because, like, there's a lot to talk about. So the trailer opens up, and we see Wakanda in space. Odd, right?
Not about Wakanda. I don't know why you would even say that.
Why is Wakanda in space?
Why is Wakanda?
Yeah, I mean, there, America can do it. I mean, surely Wakanda can do it.
Wakanda, they did it, dude. The source of vibranium, they said. So that's pretty wild. That's got to have far-reaching intergalactic influence, you know, being the strongest metal in the universe or some shit like that. So
some lore building.
Isn't
antimadium or whatever?
Adamantium?
Whatever Wolverine's made out of. I heard that was stronger. Maybe not.
I just said it, and now the word is
God. Adamantium.
Adamantium.
Yeah.
Something like that. Yeah.
We know Marvel shit.
Maybe that's the wrong metal. I don't remember. But let's keep going.
A lot of hard metals in the Marvel.
I play
universe.
Shoot 'em up games. So, vibranium, I think it's actually called.
Wolverine is made out of proto adamantium.
Oh, what's vibranium? Where did I get fucking vibranium? And why is it in my notes?
Vibranium is, I thought, what Black Panther used, because proto adamantium is also the alloy in Captain America's shield.
Yeah, vibranium is what.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm saying. It's the metal source, the strongest metal in the world, vibranium, and that's what they found the source of it. Yeah.
Thanos cracked Captain America's shield.
He had the Infinity fucking stones.
No,
bro.
He had his sword, which was made out of something stronger than vibranium.
How do you know it wasn't made out of vibranium? Anywhere in that movie did they say that?
Vibranium don't crack vibranium.
How do you know? Diamonds scratch other diamonds, bro.
Black Panther versus Captain America.
When it's
America.
Cold enough, my nipples cut diamond.
A little nasty.
I doubt.
An expert doubt.
I doubt. But anyways, right after that, the intro with the Wakanda in space, which I'm sure is going to have far-reaching lore ramifications, we immediately see a conflict between Captain America and the Winter Soldier, and perhaps my favorite line they've had so far, where Captain America says, "Snap out of it, Bucky," and
snap
he just
it,
says, "No." He says no, and then they start the fucking throwdown. And right after this, we get an immediate reveal of all the abilities, starting with Winter Soldier to Captain America. So, are you guys familiar with all the abilities, or do you want me to break them down? Because I've done extensive.
You know
research.
What? I know you put all of this work into it. Go ahead and break it down for us.
Break it down?
Okay. We don't want you to feel like you waste all that time.
Yeah.
I have a broken fucking foot. All I'm fucking
gorgeous.
Doing. Ow!
Somebody clip that.
Clip it right now.
It fucking hurts. All right. So the Winter Soldier, really cool. He's got a shotgun pistol-like thing. It actually does like some like shotgun damage at goes a distance and then like blows up into like an area when it hits something, like can hit multiple targets. Only two shots in his clip though. Only two shots before he has to reload. But the thing is every time he uses an ability, it reloads his gun. So it's like shoot, shoot, use an ability, shoot, shoot, use an ability, shoot, shoot, use an ability. And you never have to reload.
His abilities aren't on a global cooldown, are they?
They are not on a global cooldown. Mm. And like Thor, when he uses his abilities, he gets temporary shielding to like a maximum of 350 health or something like that, from what I've seen.
What is a global cooldown? I've never heard that before.
A global cooldown is a cooldown if you use an ability, all your abilities are on cooldown. It's globally on cooldown.
Okay,
it's usually like an MMO thing, like a WoW or Final Fantasy 14 thing. But like in the case of Thor, when you use one ability, all his abilities go on a 2-second cooldown.
Got you.
I should have done my makeup before we started this recording.
The Winter Soldier, he's got a lot of cool abilities. Well, three. He's got like a Roadhog hook, pretty nifty, where he can charge it up and change its distance. He throws it out. He grabs someone, he pulls them in. This can hit people that are directly behind them. It can hit multiple people.
That's kind of nuts.
Yeah.
Get over here.
Hit multiple people. All his abilities can hit multiple people because he's insane. And that's cool. He has another ability where he shoots like an energy thing out of his metal arm. And it does a tiny slow and hits multiple targets. And his third ability is a charge forward and an uppercut. Can also hit multiple abilities. So, like, you can rotate his cooldowns in a lot of ways. You can pull in, shoot, shoot, uppercut, shoot, shoot. Fucking, it's all about combos with him. He's a combo character.
Mm. Vance, when you were adjusting your camera, you look like you were pressing your boobs up to it. I just wanted to say that. We got to go back and look at that later.
I'm not trying to give you any more excitement as it is, all right? I'm already putting my hair up in a ponytail.
Wow.
I noticed that too. I wasn't going to say anything, but.
Wow. We got sidetracked there. All right.
We did.
Okay. But like his ult, let's talk about his ult. Probably busted, maybe broken. He jumps in the air. He slams down on the ground. He does damage in an AoE, and anybody he hit, he applies a mark. And this mark is like the last 10% of their health, and it's marked in a dark red. If their health falls into that mark, they die. And it's an execute, and the ultimate resets, and you can use it again.
Oh, I saw infinitely. That. Is that when he was like slamming infinitely, and grabbing and slamming down? I was like, what in the world?
You can slam in, kill someone, your ult comes off fucking cooldown, you use your ult again, slam, and every time he yells it, he just yells, again, again, again.
What is this guy doing?
Pretty insane, man. I've seen some of the streamers use it to like a lot of abilities, and that's the Winter Soldier. What do you guys think?
Yeah,
That sounds like who I'm probably favoring out of the two so far.
I love some CC.
The execute's just gonna be absolutely dumb. Now, you don't have to land the final blow for that execute to trigger, right?
No, hit their HP just has to fall into the dark red mark.
That's God. Dumb.
Yeah.
God, that's gonna clean everything up.
Yeah,
dude, it's pretty insane. And he's super cool. I mean, he's the Winter Soldier. Like, they also did weird, like, it's not just a robot arm. And they said it's going to be explained in the lore, but it's all tentacly. His arm is tentacly. I don't know what that's about, but I'm sure we'll find out with the
they
lore.
They did it just because they needed to boost him up somehow.
Yeah.
Yeah, nobody just wanted to play a normal guy with that arms around with a gun. Like, we already have the Punisher.
they did talk about distinguishing in like one of their dev interviews. They talked about why they gave him the gun he has and the way he works with the combos, like using his abilities in between his shots, is because they didn't want to give him like an assault rifle and just be like another Punisher. They wanted to make him different. Yeah. I also forgot he has a team up ability with Rocket Raccoon. It's the same one as the Punisher where he gets infinite ammo, so he can just.
Oh my god!
So anyways, we started blasting.
Exactly.
So, yeah, the Winter Soldier seems strong. He seems strong. Well, time will tell. I'm sure when the greater player base gets their hands on him, it'll be a fun time. So they also showed Captain America.
They did. Sounded like freaking Chris Evans, Steve Rogers. They always do that with them. Who like their voices?
They're trying to. I think they're trying to get voice actors that are very similar to the MCU.
Yeah, it's smart. Like, get people to.
Yeah.
Get on the train.
Mm-hmm. That and who doesn't want to hear Captain America pretend to be Mario?
If you didn't know, before we talk about Captain America's abilities, I think it's Luna Snow. Luna Snow has the same voice actress as Kiriko. So.
Someone's getting paid.
Yeah.
Good for them.
Yeah, pretty cool.
I'm dumb. So, hang on. I wanna before people start getting really pissed off at me, I just said that Chris Evans played Mario and it was Chris Pratt that played Mario.
Our seven dedicated viewers.
We got seven.
Look, I don't voice actor.
Mm. Chris Evans, Mario, also Captain America. Great.
Let's do it.
But anyways, let's talk about the abilities, dude. So Captain America, I do want to talk about his lore a little bit, because I saw someone like pull up his like story on the thing. So this isn't the Captain America that we typically know. He's the Captain America that fought in World War II, and then he was frozen until 2092. So he like just woke up for this shit. So like, yeah. So there's like it's not like Captain America from the past. Like this guy is like way in like 200 years in the future now.
Yeah. Boy, so he's still Captain America from the past.
Yeah,
just the deep past.
You know what I fucking meant. You knew the general vibes of what I was fucking saying.
Yeah, I just wanted to clarify.
Yeah, you knew. But anyway,
let's clarify for his weird thing. So
let's talk about his abilities. So Captain America, melee based, right? Yeah. He has a passive ability where on his third attack he throws his shield and it bounces between enemies. So it's like punch, punch, shield, punch, punch, shield, punch, punch, shield. Does that make sense? Like yes.
That's gonna kind of flow weird, but
yeah,
we'll talk about it.
Yeah, and then he's got a shift. On his shift, it's Soldier 76 Sprint. He just run really fast, and he can also jump really high while he's sprinting. That's his thing. It's like when he's running, he can hop really high. Mm-hmm. When he hops really high, his primary fire turns into a shield slam where he slams into the ground. And that's pretty dope. Yeah. And that has a cooldown. I forget how long it is. I don't know the cooldowns. He's got on his E, he can throw his shield like, you know, Captain America does, bounces between a couple enemies, comes back. His F, he's a dash forward, bap. He dashes forward and bops people in the head with a shield. He's got a lot of movement, Captain America does. He's got the moves. And he's got a shield on his right click. Crazy. He holds up the shield. There's some special energy things and it reflects attacks, which is kind of OP. But unlike a Genji reflect, for those of you who play Overwatch, unlike a Genji reflect, he cannot control the direction the reflection is in. So there's no guarantee of a kill. Yeah.
That could be more dangerous though, if you think about it. Like in a team fight, if somebody's just spraying at him and he's got that shield up and he's just bouncing damage back at everybody.
He started blasting. I think he can shoot. I've seen Captain America's die. I'll have to get my hands on him to see it work. I've seen him die while he's holding up a shield. I think you can shoot his feet, honestly. Yeah, okay. I think you don't have to shoot the shield. It's like, ah, fuck you, dude.
He defeated so many villains by not shooting his feet.
Like, just bad. Yeah.
Like, you know, his legs are still there, guys. You don't have to shoot at the shield.
Just like.
I know it looks like a target, but like.
CC is useful.
Now, his ult. It might be the weakest part of his kit, I think. So his ult is a team-wide ult, pretty much. You pop it, and he gets really fast. He runs forward and leaves an American flag trail. literally a trail of stars and stripes behind him. And allies in that stars and stripes get increased speed and increased health. And that's it. Increased attack speed, not increased things. So everybody just gets increased health and increased speed. And Captain America's health, I'm not sure how squishy is, how much their health increased, but Captain America's own health is increased by 300. So he goes from 600 to 900. I don't think all allies get the 300, but it's not the best alt.
It could be all right.
It could be all right in a coordinated environment, I think. But I think a lot of times, like,
everyone, get behind me. No,
it's like if you're solo queuing, it's just like you try to initiate with it or secure a kill with it. It's like a survival ult. Like, I'm going to die. I need to get out, pop ult and like that. So you're not feeding and, you know, you can regroup and like fight again. Or it's like trying to initiate. But like, it's not the best. I don't think it's all as strong.
Do you think he's Do you think he's more of an off tank or a main tank?
I think I would consider him more of an off tank. He's kind of, I feel like he's almost a dive tank just because like he can dash
he
in,
can sprint.
Kick, sprint out, like slam out, slam in. He's just got a lot of movement abilities to get in and out. Like I don't feel like I don't feel like he's a main tank really. I feel he's off more off tank territory.
I didn't know he was a tank.
Yeah, he's a tank.
I don't know. I feel like
Winter Soldier is a DPS, right?
Winter Soldier is a DPS or a duelist in the terms of Marvel Rivals.
Oh yeah, comments probably been flaming us for using Overwatch terms.
Strategist.
We have no comment.
Whatever.
I check.
but so my issue with Captain America, if he just seems like a worse Venom. Like
I think he's a different Venom.
Very similar to Venom.
Yeah, I would
get in and get out.
Yeah, and maybe chase some people down, but for the most part, I would just probably rather take Venom.
Yeah, and I think a lot of people are saying that, too. I mean, I think Captain America is still cool and, like, unique in a way that Venom isn't. Yeah, well, because Venom is, like, a hard dive, and, like, Captain America is, like, I think he has a... No, he doesn't have more... Yeah, like, I see your point.
Venom is, like, the 10-foot diving board. America's, like, the 3-foot diving board.
I still like Captain America, and as a veteran and a fucking patriot... I'm not.
Booyah, Captain America.
I'm gonna play the shit out of Captain America, man. But
I mean, your face is literally gonna be on Captain America's body, so
that's right. That's right, Captain America. He stands for everything America isn't.
Yeah. So his passive, you say it's punch, throw, shield. Is that on a like set timer? So like, if you don't attack within 3 seconds, can you pre-proc? For the shield?
I don't know. I want to say no. Like,
that'd
I think
be kind of dumb.
I think he keeps his charges. So it's like punch, punch. I don't think the charges fade from what I'm aware of. I haven't seen charges fade, but like.
Because I feel like if you can initiate a fight, like you can, depending on how much damage that shield does when it throws, like depending on how much damage that does, you can initiate the fight with that, or if it has like a slow or something attached to it.
It is a little bit awkward. I've seen good people. Like, I probably won't be good when I play him, but I've seen some of the better, like, players, like, some of the top-end streamers actually, like, punch, and then, like, throw the shield at a flying target. But, like, I'll probably not be able to keep track of it and just, like, you know?
And then my next question is, when he throws his shield, like, his actual ability to throw it and it ricochets, is it... How is the physics on that going to work? Is it just going to randomly bounce and you just have to dodge it? Or is it going to target an enemy as it's flying through the air?
I don't know. I just know it hits an enemy and then bounces between nearby enemies. So there's probably a proximity thing to get hit.
Okay. I was wondering if it was going to be like Storm Arrow where it just launches and then deflects off various walls.
Captain America also has a team up with Thor. So Thor infuses Captain America's shield with thunder. This is an extra ability, so Captain America has a shit ton of abilities. He's got like 6.
Good God!
Like he's got a lot. Thor infuses his shield with thunder and or lightning or whatever, and he throws the shield and he does it for like 10 seconds, and it bounces between enemies doing lightning damage. So it's a pretty good thing. So I don't know how I feel about running a Thor and Captain America like tank lineup personally, but like it could work
in GOAT format. It would work.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, if you had like a Doctor Strange or Groot or like a Venom holding that shit up like together, yeah but like he's a character I'm excited for him, and I'm definitely gonna play him a lot. I think I bet he has some dope skins. I want like a Civil War like skin, you know?
Yeah,
not a Civil War. Like a World War II. That's what I'm thinking. Like a World War II skin,
Those are two different wars. Two different eras.
I want a Confederate Captain America.
I want Revolutionary War Captain America. Where's... Bring on the Redcoats.
I want him to have an emote where he tosses tea into the fucking ocean.
Just drops it into the ground.
That's the new tea bag. He just drops like a tea bag.
Oh my God.
You know, that's something listening? I don't think we know if we're getting is emotes. Are there fucking emotes in the game? I honestly don't fucking know.
I think there are. I'm pretty sure.
I think there has to be. I think there has to be. because there's no, because where's the toxicity coming from? They have to give us something to be just a little bit toxic, right?
I know.
We're not allowed a teabag.
It's just all chat,
bro. Give me an emote. Yeah, all chat. Yeah.
Just throw it in all chat.
That's true. You can always be toxic with your words.
So, right after we see in the trailer the Captain America and the Winter Soldier gameplay like videos, we see Doctor Doom playing what the developers call 5D chess.
Yeah.
And that's cool. Like, did you guys notice anything particular in that scene?
The fucking Hydra symbol that they posted.
Well, we'll talk about that. But anything else? Because I've seen, I didn't notice this, and I honestly haven't like gone into a deep check and died. But apparently, people say like one of those chess pieces is Khonshu, which is
Who that is.
The god from Moon Knight, the guy who gives. Moon Knight, I think I did see that.
Mm, I never watched Moon Knight, so I don't know.
You've never seen Moon Knight.
Moon Knight is so good. Moon Knight was really good. Moon Knight was really good. You should watch it.
I've also not watched the Loki show. So.
I haven't seen Loki season two.
Season two is so good.
When I watched Deadpool,
I'm not gonna lie.
When I watched the new Deadpool, I was very like, I have no idea what these guys are for.
Oh yeah.
I had like a vague idea of what they were about, but I was like,
the timeline together.
Sure.
So they say.
Yeah.
So they say. So this is what so you brought up the Hydra symbol.
Mm-hmm.
Now I'm not like a super lore Marvel guy. That's not like a thing I do really. But like there is I saw online that it wasn't I had to research this, that it wasn't actually Hydra symbol, but it was the Hive symbol.
Oh, okay.
The hell's the Hive?
That means nothing to me as well.
The Hive is like, I had to Google this. He's a monster, like, created by Hydra. And he's got, like, tentacles, and he's, like, made up of a bunch of parasites or some shit.
I'm not saying the Hydra symbol's a little different.
He's, like, Hydra's ultimate creation kind of fucking deal. Look him up. Google him. He was he was apparently in the third season of Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
He just kind of looks like, what's her name?
Like a less piratey Barbossa, yeah.
Barbossa.
Davy Jones. He looks like a less piratey Davy Jones.
Yeah, he does.
He looks like the dude in, the actual Avengers movie, the guy that shows up in New York the first time, the alien when Iron Man stops him.
You're talking about Ebony Maw.
Yeah.
Yes. Ebony that Ma. Guy.
Mm.
That's who I was thinking.
He would be fun. Oh my god, I loved his powers.
He's just a space wizard.
I know. the movements were so fluent. I loved it the way they did him.
Harry Potter in space.
Yeah.
There you go, J.K. Rowling. If you're out there listening to the Marvel Drive podcast, they get 7 views.
She's too busy getting canceled on Twitter. Or X.
Yeah. Getting sued.
Yes.
For bullying.
Is she really?
Yeah. Her and
Elon Musk.
Elon Musk though. Yeah, like honestly. Elon. Like honestly.
Hey, this is getting very not Marvel rivals.
Yeah.
All right. So after every scene, everything in the trailer, we get the big news. Release date on the 6th. Everybody's excited for. We'll get back into that in a minute. But they also let us know that all heroes are going to be free on release and beyond. So every hero ever released is going to be free to play. What do we think? Go.
Great. Overwatch made that mistake. They were like, we're not going to do that. Everyone's going to be free off rip, which is important.
That's huge. But here's my concern. While they make it free, do they throw in some type of progression system to lock the characters and still get away with the all characters are free to play?
I hope not. From what it sounds like, it sounds like you should just be able to play them. That's kind of like their rhetoric, that they release a character, you can play it immediately. My concern, which is like only half a concern, is how are they going to monetize the game then? Obviously, cosmetics, skins, emotes, sprays, all going to be monetized.
Battle Pass.
Battle Pass, and obviously... if you're listening out there and you have money to buy a battle pass, and it's an affordable battle pass, like $10, please buy battle passes. It's how we keep this fucking game alive, is by supporting it. I understand the desire to play a free game, but when you can, support the developers, because it's the people that spend money that keeps the game up for everybody.
Would you rather have battle passes or loot boxes?
Fucking battle passes.
Okay, then I think everybody is against loot boxes and all that microtransaction shit.
Not everybody. But let's talk a lot of the concern is one, I saw some concern online is we think this game's going to get a box price if you don't have the game, if you don't buy the game. I don't think it will, but that's a concern people have now that they know Heroes are going to be free, is that there's going to be a box price associated with the game.
They said the game was free to play, right?
Yeah. Yeah, so I don't think that's a concern. It's just something I saw on the internet people were concerned about.
If they did, I mean, Overwatch 1 was, what, $30 when it dropped? But
I think it was full 60 when it first dropped.
Was it?
Yeah, it was. It came out on the Xbox and the PC at the same time, didn't it?
I don't remember, but I mean, my argument to that is it is a full-fledged game, and after that, you know that it's going to maintain being supported as far as, it's a live service game, so it's gonna just keep going. So you're gonna get your money's worth out of it. It's not like a single-player $80 game where you play it three times and you're like, all right, well, I've done everything I wanted, and then
play the hell out of it.
Yeah.
I personally don't think that's going to happen. I just don't think it happened. What I think is going to happen is that skins are going to be expensive, which I think we all expect. I think skins, $20, American money, whatever that is in pounds or wherever you're at, I don't know. But
give me
loot
boxes, please.
But
I love the feeling.
I love the fucking gamble.
The heater just has a gamble addiction. All right, got it.
I think skins are gonna be they're gonna be fucking expensive, and that kind of sucks because some people can't afford a $20 skin, and I get that. But please, everybody, keep in mind it's the people that wail out on these games that keeps it free to play for everybody else. So they gotta make their money somewhere. Yeah,
buy all the skins as long as I can still play it.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not gonna buy a $20 skin all the time. But maybe once or twice a year, I fucking drop $20 on a skin. But
Civil War Captain America comes out, $20, sold immediately.
I want an Iron Patriot, Iron Man skin.
I wonder. Do you think that so? I don't know how familiar you guys are with some of the stuff in League, but there are some skins that have their accidental buffs or they have a slight buff or debuff. So for some of the characters, if they wear sunglasses and they're fighting a champion named Leona, who's the sun advocate or something like that, they take one less damage every attack by her.
That doesn't sound accidental, that sounds intentionally programmed.
But there's also some issues with how the models are shaped, that Blitzcrank, he shoots out his hand and grabs somebody, and that's one of his skins, it's got a slightly, he's a robot. I can't remember if he's got a slightly shorter pull range or a slightly longer pull range than his other skins. Mm-hmm.
I kind of understand and there are incidences of that kind of for instance, in Overwatch, there's a Cassidy skin where the invisible man, and there for a while, the thought process behind the community was that guy was at a heavy competitive advantage because you couldn't see his head, even though he had glasses on and a hat. So there was a competitive advantage to running that skin. And there are competitive advantages to certain skins, some colors are more catchy than others, or more noticeable. So there are things like that. I saw, and this pissed me off. I was watching a guy online, and he was super into the comics, and he was super mad that the Iron Man skin that they said they took out of the comic, the one that the Iron Man skin in the beta where it was old school Iron Man, flame forge, blah, 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 you know what I'm talking about. Mm-hmm. And he said it was, they accredited it from taking it from a comic, but it wasn't comic book accurate. And then he like showed what the comic book accurate one is, where the guy's actually the fucking size of the furnace. And I'm like, you all need to fuck off. Let me tell you why you need to fuck off. Because if they 100% implement from this comic book, not just take inspiration from it, but 100% implement the skin, that would be fucking huge. Now, what are they going to fucking do? Are they going to change the hitbox for the skin? Or is it more fucking realistic to modify skins that they get inspiration from, credit to them to that comic book, and then make it fit in with the character's fucking hitboxes?
How dare you make comic books conform to a fucking game mechanic and game engine?
Yeah.
How dare you?
Yeah. So
that's dumb.
Yeah. I thought it was dumb nerds. Too. Yeah, for real. For real. That's all I got to say about that. Do we have any more thoughts on, like, our thoughts on, like, monetization, knowing that heroes are going to be free to play on release and beyond, in their words?
Just don't hurt my wallet too hard. Please.
I'm... All right. I mean... No, I can't. I mean, I have some concerns, but I don't think they're
I think it's the generic concerns that everybody has, honestly. Yeah. It's like the you know, the
predatory
predatory FOMO, like using, you know, get me to not want to miss a fucking season or day because I'll miss out on this reward or this reward.
Right.
But I don't fucking care anymore, and I'll drop $10 on a battle pass and not fucking grind a single fucking level at it sometimes. It's like, the FOMO doesn't affect me much, maybe because I'm in my 30s.
We're grown-ass adults that have more pressing responsibilities.
Oh, okay. Whoops. Like, I didn't get my battle pass to fucking 120. I didn't unlock that title I really wanted. Like, oh well. Like, life goes on.
It is what it is. Yeah.
It is what it is. That's just me, though. So there has been a little drama. And if it's not actually drama, I'm going to make it drama. And that is, at Gamescom, there's 36 computers they have at Gamescom. Those people can play Marvel Rivals. But they also opened back up the beta. Everybody don't go out there like they didn't open up the beta for everybody. They opened up a private server specifically for invited streamers, so that they could play the game. So these are anywhere between, like, old Marvel Snap streamers, to just Marvel and general streamers, to, like, competitive FPS streamers. But there's only a handful of people out there that have access to this beta. And it's resulted in, like, them sitting in queues for, like, 20 minutes sometimes, unless they form groups and, like, pugs.
Shocker.
And, like, because there's just nobody in the beta. So what do we think about this? Because, they said at Gamescom, also, we didn't talk about this, at Gamescom, they said no open beta. That there were no plans to do an open beta, no plans, and that their focus was Gamescom right now and release on December 6th. Their words.
That's,
I hope they're fucking lying.
That's insane. How can you... Look, I get Marvel's a big IP, right? Everybody loves Marvel. But for a game like this, like, you need to have that open beta to do, like, your stress tests on your servers.
That's what everybody says.
So
that's literally what everybody has said.
And having these private betas, sure, you're keeping your name relevant up until release, but you're not getting both sides of the competitive scene. Like, not everybody wants to watch a professional fucking Marvel Rivals player. They want to watch fucking me or Conrad get fucking tilted in gold. Like, it's...
And low diamond, thank you very much.
What the fuck ever, you know what I mean. But that is poor decision making, in my opinion. Like, you know that this game is going to be huge, and we've seen this time and time before, where so many people are so hyped for this game, and then everybody logs into it day one, and it just does not work. It's going to be the same thing with, like, the beta keys when they release those. Everybody was trying to get it. It crashed the website. So how are they going to know their servers are going to handle it?
In my opinion, they fucked up so badly with those beta keys. They owe us a public beta. They owe us an open beta. There's so many people out there pissed off to this day that they didn't get to play Marvel Rivals.
Yeah, that's What do you got, DeHeater? What's your opinion?
Yeah, I think they should have definitely did an open beta. I don't know why you wouldn't. Like, I think the closed beta was what, only like 40,000 people or something like that.
I don't know.
Yeah, but that's not enough. That's nothing. To test your servers.
That is nothing. That is a drop
in
the bucket.
I'm gonna try to log in on December 6th, and then I'm gonna wait 8 hours to play.
Yeah, that's basically just what's like gonna Overwatch happen.
I'm expecting servers to fail. I expect, here's my thing, it's like, I've seen games do open betas and their servers still fuck up on day one. It's still a problem. The absolute fucking arrogance from that statement of NetEase, I hope they're trolling. I hope because their focus is GameCon right
game
now.
Like this. Yeah, like, why wouldn't you?
Like, I hope they're trolling. Someone brought the, so I watched the Discord interview they did, where they did an interview in their Discord channel with the devs, and the first question, the first question was wasted on like Spider-Man, who gives a shit, because everybody was begging everybody to ask about the open beta. The first question was like, are you gonna do an open beta? They said there are no plans right now to do an open beta. Our focus is GamesCon. That was their wording, which is kind of like maybe there will be an open beta, but. There was another question, like two questions after that. The guy was like, hold up, back up. It's like, I understand this is what you're saying, but like an open beta would be a good idea for a stress test because you don't want your servers to fuck up. Like, I don't know, Helldivers 2.
Right. I just spit all over my screen.
And the guy doing the interview said, and you'll appreciate this, he said, noted.
Wow. We know what that means. We know exactly what that means. Go fuck yourself.
Damn. Now, for you those that don't know, me and Vance were in the Navy.
Yes, we were.
Noted is what you say to someone when you want them to fuck off. It's like, All right, you should do it this way. Noted.
I hear what you're saying. I acknowledge what you're saying. Fuck you.
Noted. I encourage you all to take that into your daily lives. That's the open beta drama. I'm hoping, personally, that the GamesCon ends tomorrow. I'm hoping a day or so after GamesCon, they're like, hey guys, GamesCon's over. We're going to have an open beta next month. Be prepared. Because what's the point of giving such a small just to the content creators that can't even play the game because none of them are online at the fucking same time for people to fucking stream it. This little morsel, like, what's the fucking point if there's not going to be an open beta? It's like,
why did they say eight heroes and we got Captain America and Winter Soldier?
I don't know about the eight hero thing. You have to quote your sources on that.
I will.
Find the leak quote.
But yeah. I just don't see the point of what they're doing. So what do you guys think about that? Like the private server just for streamers and content creators.
This is why we need to make it big as fucking content creators so we can get access to these betas. I don't give a shit about the money. I just want access to Marvel Rivals, baby. Give it to me.
Yeah. I'm jealous. Like, I have to watch some other asshole fucking play the game. And some of these guys are coming from, like, Marvel Snap or are just Marvel fans. And no offense to these people, but they fucking suck. And I say that as someone who also sucks, but not this fucking hard. I watched a streamer just stand around a corner and spam with his fucking, like, Winter Soldier thing. It was the most horrendous thing to watch, but that was, like, the only thing I could watch Marvel Rivals related at the time. It's like, I was just, the whole time, I'm like, get the fuck in there! Use your goddamn hook! Fucking uppercut someone, you little bitch! Your abilities reload your gun! Get in there! But, that was just me. God. I'm just saying.
How do they think this is a good idea?
Yeah, and then there's, like, no MMR or matchmaking restrictions in, like, these games. So you'll have these people like Necros, which if you don't know Necros, he's, like, a huge, he's, like, probably the biggest rival streamer right now. He's also a pretty popular Overwatch streamer, usually mains Genji. You know, top 500 player consistently for a long fucking time. And he does that on characters like Genji, which everybody knows Genji fucking sucks. The guy's insane. He's insane at the fucking game, and there's also these Nightmare Legends guys who are the guys who won the Marvel Rivals tournament. They are in the beta. These guys will get placed in lobbies with fucking Marvel Snap creators or just 45-year-old comic fans that just have this like create Marvel content and they're like playing the game. And it's just so fucking one-sided. It's ridiculous. So the content creator's not having fun because they're not being challenged and they're competitive players. The guy that they're playing is like mad that they're sweating in a quick play game, even though they're not sweating. They're just like, I'm not sweating. I'm just fucking clicking heads, bro. I'm like, fuck.
Can you really call them quick play games if it's a private server? Like, I feel like every game is ranked.
Yeah, it's kind of insane. I just think this didn't go as well as they want. If you look at Marvel Rivals, the Twitch category at any time, there might be like top 300 people watching. There's one guy from like Bulgaria or something who gets like 3,500 viewers. But every time I go into their channel, there's no one actually talking, and it looks like bots are just spamming emotes and shit. So I'm like entirely sure they're a botted fucking channel. But like,
here's the other thing about the open beta, right? So they want to do this private streamer only thing to generate hype. So you've got like, I'm just gonna throw out an easy number. You have 10 streamers that are maybe streaming to 10 people, right? So that's 100 people that are actively watching the game, when you could have an open beta and you've got thousands of streamers that are now that, you know, they have a smaller audience, but you've got, you know, on average like 3 or 4 people watching per streamer. You've quadrupled or 40 math times 40 like the amount of views. But good.
I know. That's why I think there has to be an open fucking beta now. Because
yeah, they got 3 months. They need to use at least 2 of those.
And also think about this. For the small amount of people, they're all over the place. It's not like they're all just Europe or just all Canada or America or fucking wherever. They're all over in these different fucking time zones. That's also fucking up their like matchmaking. Like, they can't fucking queue at this or this time because everybody's a fucking sleep or blah, 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 blah. So there's small time frames per day during this like 5-day period where they can even find a match at all.
Yeah, this is a huge misstep in my opinion.
So, yeah. I mean, with any luck, there will be, I don't know if I was in the Marvel Rivals channel that whole time, by the way, guys.
You were.
Okay. But with any luck, there will be a fucking open beta. Like, if there's not an open beta, I don't know. I think they're asking for fucking trouble if they don't do an open beta. Where the fuck is... Okay, there we go. Yeah, they're asking for trouble. Servers are going to fail. Even if they do an open beta, servers are going to fail. So at least fucking prepare for it. You have to. But
yeah, it's dumb. Anyways.
What's so next? Anyways, that's all I got for this week.
Oh, short week.
That's like we talked about all of it. We talked about the GamesCon. We talked about the trailer. We broke it down. We talked about Captain America and Winter Soldier. We talked about Doctor Doom and a couple of the teasers that we saw in that trailer. We talked about the big news of Heroes being available on release. We talked about the open beta and the streamer, or not the open, the open beta, the streamer only beta that's currently going on now, and whether or not we think there will be an open beta. Now, there are other things that happened like during those interviews, but mostly they were talking about like, are you going to buff the Hulk? And they're like, maybe. it was a whole lot of fucking nuts. Like a lot of the answers, like they ask questions and they're like, yes, no. It was a whole lot of nothing. You know that speech where they don't want to give anything away. So it was a waste of time. I'll be honest, I watched it a second time later when I was watching it live and they're like, no open beta. I'm like, I'm out. Because like everything else is like, are you gonna do this or that? Are you gonna balance this character? Are you gonna add this character? And they're like, we might.
Maybe, probably. We'll see.
We'll see. We can change numbers. And it's like, oh, no shit. You can change numbers. Is that how you balance the game? Changing numbers?
Weird.
Whack. Yeah. But yeah, that's all I think we've got for this week. We covered the news, a little bit of a shorter week. Hopefully, in the next couple weeks, we hear more stuff, but it might be a couple weeks till the next episode because things might go slow. But we'll see what news comes around. Yeah. So let's take it to closing thoughts. What are your thoughts about everything we talked about today, DeHitaWork? What are your big takeaways? What do you want to see the most?
I'm still very optimistic. A little nervous. Very nervous, actually. I'm not going to say a little nervous. They need to do an open beta. Like, don't. I hope they do. I hope they're just, like, trying to keep it under wraps. You know, just not trying to stir shit up. But in my opinion, stir shit up. Get people streaming it. Let people make noise about it. Make funny clips. You got 3 months. We'll use at least 2 of those months to pump out some content. But
yeah, what if the hype dies? That's one of my concerns. I know, like, yeah. What if the hype dies, dude? Fucking shit's going on. Black Myth Wukong is popping up. You guys gotta step the fuck up.
So many games this year. Like, dude. Going crazy.
So but actually, yeah. Sorry, I don't mean to cut you off, but
yeah,
I just want to point out the fact that when a lot of this Marvel Rivals stuff happened, it coincides with Overwatch stuff coming out or Blizzard stuff coming out.
Thank
so
God,
it's obviously
steal
to
them right away.
It's to contrast and to compete with Blizzard. You would think with the fact that they just released The War Within, like for World of Warcraft, kind of want to draw some players maybe away from that, or they could play the long game and be like, okay, we're gonna wait till after 2 weeks after the raid drops for the new expansion, and then here's the open beta, and you're like, okay, well you're done with your you got your AOTC or whatever, like our guild usually does. Go play Marvel Rivals beta. So, go ahead.
Listen to me, Netties. Listen to me. Drop the open beta at the fucking mid-season patch, because they are gonna fumble it. Overwatch will fumble it. They do not have a good track record. Yeah. they can't hold the ball. They can't hold the ball. They fuck up time after time. Just let the put them out of their misery.
Yeah, just do the natural progression.
Do you ever see that PETA episode of South Park with like the hybrid duck baby? Just
kill me, please.
Oh God, that's how I see Overwatch, just begging for death. There's some at least some healthy competition that will make these developers just like not buff tanks more. I don't fucking know, but.
Buffin tanks.
That's just my thoughts from a you know an average player. All right, Vance, you have any more thoughts on what we talked about today?
Open beta needs to be a must. Like it has to be. Let's see, what else was I concerned about? I still want my Revolutionary War Captain America. I want him to have an emote to drop a teabag. Because that would be the most disrespectful thing you could do as an emote.
And because what I know this is wrong of me. And I know we're in our closing thoughts, but I have to go on this tangent. I know that this is wrong of me, but I have a little bit of toxic in me.
I think everybody does. Video games are the perfect outlet for that.
I am not out here to prove that I'm a good sportsman all the time. Sometimes when an enemy fucks up or they're exceptionally rude to me or they've been farming me all game and I finally kill them for the first time, I want to disrespect them a little bit. I do.
I think Captain America and the Winter Soldier should have an emote where they kiss because they're both boys.
No. Back to what I thought. I need some disrespect in this game. I need it a little bit. Right now, the only thing I can think of are ridiculous emotes, which are going to get me killed, or dropping my all on their corpse.
That's the only other way. That's how they know you're being toxic.
It's like when you save another Lucio and it's like, bring it down.
Let's bring it down.
I didn't need this ult to kill you, bitch.
I'm gonna get another one and do it again. I'm not gonna help my team at all.
I'll get this thing back. It's fine.
They're free.
They're free, man. But like, my thoughts, same as you guys. Like, it's just insane not to do an open beta.
Yeah,
it's just wild, man. It's like they have to be lying. There has to be an open beta, and this might be copium on my part. Like,
It is. Maybe it's all right.
Maybe they're just going. It's just like one of those things. It's like, I don't believe you. It's like, I won't believe them until it's like December 1st. And it's like, yeah.
I guess we're not doing it.
The open beta is going to be 3 days long in December 4th or December 2nd. Yeah. Great.
I'm hoping for next month. I'm hoping they just like LOL JK, and right after Gamescom they give some news, but that's some like extreme copium. I think that's all we got this week, guys, so please plug yourselves.
The heater work, go advance.
great plug.
I don't have any streaming say my tag.
Vance Helsing Gaming on YouTube and Twitch. Conrad said he couldn't find my Twitch channel, so I might have to go live so it's actually active or something.
Yeah, I've been putting your Twitch in the YouTube videos, so.
Okay. And then Twitch,
your YouTube in the YouTube videos, so.
Yeah. So go to the YouTube channel. I got YouTube shorts there. I got some Overwatch. I got some World of Warcraft. I got some funny shit. Check out the video about the Silicon Maiden. The story about Dildo Iron Maiden. I don't know if I can say that, but it's a long story that I'll tell you after this one, bud.
Oh, right.
So,
yeah. Okay.
You can always catch me at twitch.tv/ConradGunther. Currently, I'm playing Baldur's Gate 3, and I'm not
getting that. And not Black Myth Wukong.
Not Black Myth Wukong. Well, that's next. I am balls deep in Baldur's Gate, and shit is going down. I got to find the Blood of the Lathander. I'm in the middle of against Yankee Kresh, and shit is getting wild. Like, I gotta finish Baldur's Gate 3. I gotta do it. But yeah, we want to thank you guys all for tuning in and watching us. Please leave us a follow and a like. You can find us on YouTube channel. Just look for the Rivals Review Podcast. And we look forward to your continued support. Is that okay to say? Is like, support us. Fucking please. Do it.
Yes.
Like, subscribe.
Share us. Share us with your grandma.
Tell your friends.
Like, subscribe. Links in the comments, but not links. Links in the description below.
You are so bad at this whole YouTube thing. You'll get there.
All right, guys.
Peace out. Thanks for hanging out with us.
Deuces.
Later.